God bless you, my people of God. We thank God. God bless you, my people of God. We thank God again once for you tuning in again. We praise and magnify God for a glorious day in his presence. Amen. The Lord is awesome. We serve an awesome God, and we are truly thankful tonight for what the Lord has done and for what he is doing in our lives. We want to say thank you, amen, for all the prayers, for all the requests and different things that you've sent in. We thank God for you calling in to letting us know that you're there and you're listening and that you're enjoying the show. We magnify God, amen, for just you being there. And what we would like to do, amen, we're going to step it up. Amen. We have some new ideas and things we're going to be doing, amen, for the show, amen, to bring it up a notch, amen. And we're asking each and every one to tune in and to just send in, amen, your complaints or your comments and your ideas, amen, your suggestions. And we will definitely look them over, amen, and put them for consideration. But we want to thank God for how God is just, amen, he's been blessing us and giving us, amen, the desires of our heart. He's been granting us, amen, our prayers and our desires. And we are truly grateful tonight, amen, for that. There is something that I've been wanting to share, amen, with you. And I'm hoping and praying that you take it in the right spirit. We're living in the last day, and we have to understand that in order for the Lord to demonstrate or manifest his power, there need to be a situation, atmosphere that calls for his power. When we when we go about our life's daily obstacles and challenges, and we find ourselves dealing with certain things that are unusual or strange or even things that will cause us to, these are the moments and the times that we have to really realize and stop and take a look at ourselves and know who we are. And when we know who we are, we know whose we are. And so many times we hear that. And how many times have we said that? But yet, it hasn't really taken full effect or its true meaning. Thank you, Lord. In order for the Lord to become real to us, we have to be at a place in our spirits, in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies. We have to be at a place. There has to be an atmosphere about us that causes and calls for his power. We have to realize and know who we are in God. And we have to know whose we are. And if we are who we say we are, then there has to be a change. There has to be manifestation. The manifestation is the power of his glory that's abiding or resting or dwelling within us. It's not just for us, but for those around us. And for those around us, they must be able to see, hear, and feel the effect of the power of God in our lives. I was sharing with someone the other day, Moses. Each time Moses went up to the mount and had a talk with God, there at the burning bush, and even times after when he went up to talk to God, when Moses would come back down from the mountain, the Bible says that his countenance had changed. His countenance was different because he was in the presence of God. And when we enter into the presence of God, there has to be a change. It is impossible to enter into his presence and a change not take place because his power is too great. If we find ourselves or you see someone who has been in the presence of God, I mean truly, and there has not been a change, or you don't see a change, there are several things considered. One is the change has to be a great change because of the individual's background or experiences or sin. So the change takes place on the inside first. It has to be an inside work in order for the outside to begin to show any signs. And let's just face it and be honest with ourselves. Some of us, yes, we say sin is sin straight across the board. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But let's just be honest with ourselves. Some of us have sinned and did some sins that are greater or worse than others. Now I'm talking about if we're looking at it just in a natural light, because like I said, in the eyes of the Lord, sin is sin. But if we just keep it at 100 and if we stop and be honest with ourselves, and we do stop and we evaluate things and we judge things and different things, yes we do. And to say that no, my sin of smoking or my sin of cursing is just as bad as the person's sin of murder. And we just don't want to look at it like that. We just don't want to see it like that. But the Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But sin, the Bible says, when it settles in and when it is pondered upon, thought about, dealt with, that's when it becomes sin, because it is just first a thought in the mind, an idea or a thought that the devil or sin will come and plant in the mind. And it is according to how we react whether sin takes place or not. It is not sin until we take place, or if you sit and think of that thing long enough and dwell on it, that's become sin to you. Even though you haven't acted it out in the physical, it is sin because you pondered, you dwelt on it, and you thought it through in your mind. But when the enemy presents things, it is for us to dismiss them, cast them down, to rebuke them, to throw them away, to, yes, ask the Lord to intervene and to step in. And as Paul encourage Timothy. He tells us to these things. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on good things. Think on things of good report. Honest, true, lovely, good things. Lovely things, pleasant things. Truly, there's some good things you can think about that have put a smile on your face. And as I said earlier, this thing that we have is so great a thing, a salvation, that it is not just for us to sit and to harbor and to hold, but it is for us to share. I'm grateful tonight that the Lord saw fit and sees fit to allow me to carry his word. So many things we don't understand about this gospel and about the gospel of God and about the way things handle, how the Lord do things, but all we need to do is to just trust and to follow. If we could just trust and follow him, he promised he would never leave us, nor he would forsake us. But he would be to us just what we need him to be. And I want to share with you this word on tonight. In the book of Jeremiah, the first chapter of Jeremiah. And I want to start at the fourth verse. And this is the choosing, God's choosing of Jeremiah. And I want to share this with you tonight, as the Lord speaks on tonight. He said, God spoke to me. He said, I knew you even before I made your body inside your mother's body. I chose you before you were born. This is God talking now. And I'm going to read it again and put emphasis where it needs to be. God spoke to me. This is God speaking. He said, I knew you even before I made your body inside your mother's body, chose you before you were born. I decided that you must be a prophet to all the countries in the world. He said this. Now, Jeremiah speaks, says, great and powerful Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. The Lord said to me, do not say I am only a child. You never must go to everyone. Let me read that again. He said, the Lord said to me, do not say I am a child. You must go to everyone that I send you to. You must say whatever I tell you to say. You need not be afraid of them, because I am with you. I will save you, he said. Then the Lord touched my mouth with his hand. Then the Lord touched my mouth with his hand. Now I have put my words into your mouth. Look, he said, I give you authority over countries and kingdoms. You can pull them down or break them up to destroy them. You can build them up and make them safe. And I'm going to stop right there. The Lord is speaking to someone tonight and telling you and letting you know that he picked you out. He chose you. Before you were even formed in your mother's belly, he said, I called you, I chose you, I anointed you. He said, I'm the one, your mouth, with my hand. And he said, I'm the one that put my words in your mouth. I am the one that give you the authority over countries and over kingdoms. And you have the power to pull them down and to break them up and destroy them. And you also have the power to build them up and make them safe. I want to encourage you, man of God. I want to encourage you tonight. I know I had another word on, but I feel led to go this way tonight. Someone has been wrestling with some things and dealing with some things. Some uncertainty has kicked in. My God. Some doubt has even entered in. Some things I see you wondering about, you're uncertain and you're not sure about and you're wondering. And you want and you need some guidance, some help. Well, my brother and my sister, I come tonight to let you know that your help is nigh thee. And what I want you to do tonight, oh man of God, oh woman of God, what I want you to do tonight, I want you to begin to use that same word that you have preached to others with, that same word that you built up others with, that same word that you use to strengthen and encourage somebody else, my brother and my sister, my woman of God, my man of God. I need you now to put your hands on your head. Put your hands in your bosom. I need you to put your hands on your belly. And I need you to begin to call on your name, the name of your God, the name of your Lord, the name of your Savior. Call on the name of the one that you know. Oh, bless God. And let him work for you like you have seen him work for others. Let him bless you like you have seen him bless others. This is your time. This is your hour. This is your moment. The Lord has picked you out. The Lord has chosen you to be a prophet. The Lord called you before you was even born. So my brother and my sister, you got to know that you're going to endure. You got to endure some things. You got to suffer some things. Yes, it doesn't feel good. And yes, It's a hard way sometimes. It gets a little tough. But guess what? Those trials come to make us stronger. Those trials come to make us stronger. And they make us stronger because the more we talk to the Lord, the stronger we get. And those trials come to keep us on our knees, keep us praying, And in that prayer time is when we begin to know the Lord and know who he is more and more and more and more. And he becomes real to us even more. The Lord is speaking to you tonight. He's telling you that he's the one that picked you out. He chose you. Yes, before you were born, before you was even thought about, before you was even conceived, the Lord said, I got plans for this one that's on the way. I got plans for this one that's coming. The Lord is saying tonight, be of good cheer. I'm the one that picked you out. I'm the one that chose you. I called you. I did. I'm the one. The Lord said, if you hear it, as I read the word, the Lord taking credit for everything. He wants you to know he's the one that did it, not nobody else. Nobody else had their hand in anything when it came to this. When it came to the selection of you, nobody else had anything to say about it. Even mom and dad didn't have to, had no word in it. The Lord said, this is who I want. This is who I choose. This is who I seal. This is who I anoint. This is who I put my word in their mouth, that they speak the gospel. This is who it is. And all we have to do now, my brother and my sister, is just say, yes, Lord, and allow him to do with us what he desires to do. Let him shape us and make us. Let him mold us. Let him refinish us. Those areas in our life, let him refine us. Smooth over those rough areas. Some of us have some cracks and some dinks in us, and we need them smoothed out. We need them filled, them holes filled in and smoothed out, made new again. But only the Lord is the one that can do it. But we must be willing and obedient to allow him to do it. And I encourage you tonight, my brother and my sister, to allow the Lord. Allow the Lord to do it for you tonight. Allow him to do it in you tonight. If you give it to Jesus, he said he's faithful and he's just to fulfill what he promised. And if the Lord promised you, you bank on it. You rest in it. Because all is well. All is well tonight. Allow the Lord come into your life even the more. Let him be to you what you need him to be in every aspect and in every area of your life. The Lord is there. I was reading the word, been in this word, and we can find different things we need in the word of God, different stories and different things that's it's interesting. And when the Lord gets in it and it opens our understanding and enlightens our eyes and makes it even better, these stories to come alive to us. Get in your word, get in your word, get in your word, get in your word, eat that word, study that word, study to show thyself approved. Get in the word of God on tonight. Only you can be better. If you make yourself better, that's by getting in that word and staying in that word and letting that word become real to you. Let that word become a part of your life. Let that word manifest itself to you. Amen. Let it open up your understanding. Let it open up and become a light. Amen. To you. And I promise you, you won't come short. I promise you, you're not making a mistake. The Lord wants to bless us, and he speaks to us through his word. Even prophecy, when prophecy goes forth, it is confirmed by the word of God. Amen. If true prophecy comes, and it's backed up by the word of God. Yes. So I encourage you tonight, my brother and my sister, the chosen ones of God, the anointed ones, the elect ones of God. God is with us. Amen. He's with us, and he wants us to know, amen, that all we have to do is continue to trust. Amen. Depend on him. Continue to lean on him. Amen. And he will do what he said he will do. Be patient and hold on. Amen. Help is on the way. Amen. Help is on the way. I said, help is on the way. Just be strong. Amen. In the Lord and the power of his might. Even in those weak moments, amen, when you feel like all hope is gone, amen, just know that the Lord is yet there. He's yet standing there with you. Amen. Amen. He's yet fighting your case. Amen. He's going before you. Amen. To make easy success for your way. Even though sometimes it don't seem like it, the Lord is yet there. And he wants you to know that he loves you. He loves you. Amen. He loves you so much. Amen. That he gave his life just for you. Be encouraged, my brother and my sister, and know that all is well in Jesus' name. We are blessed because the Lord said we are blessed. You're chosen because the Lord has chosen you and picked you out, and he's put his word in your mouth. And now go forth, my brother and my sister, and encourage God's people. You encourage yourself and tell yourself you're going to make it. You're going to come out of this thing, and you are strong even now. Let the weak say that. And I encourage you tonight, be strong in the Lord, and he will bless you and see you through in Jesus' name. God bless you.